It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
It's the kind of sting that I hate to turn down.
You really know, goes off.
I've actually got to tell you about this thing. A BFM listener a little while ago actually did that for me. I give it a Sam and then he remixed it. And now we've got that.
That's so nice.
It's lovely.
It's good, isn't it?
All right, right. You said you've made big promises about the current Emmerdale, of Emmerdale play.
I've got to be honest, there's lots of like real bad stuff going on there. But at the moment, we've got the Beowulf thing going on.
Okay, so for the listeners that don't know, Beowulf has been a recurring sort of character.
Well, what happened is a little while ago, one of the characters on there, Paddy, found out that Beowulf, who was a wrestler, that his parents, when he was a little kid, they used to follow him and all that, could be his father.
Yeah.
So he's like freaking out about it. But as luck would have it, he actually appeared at a wrestling show in Hotton, which is the closest town to Emmerdale. So Paddy, his partner Chaz Dingle, Marlon, his best mate, and Jess got tickets for it, and they turned up at the gig and they like parked up, and the other three walked off, and Paddy was standing there, and the door opened and out walked Beowulf, and he thought, right, I've got the chance, I'm gonna talk to him. So he goes up there and he's just stuttering and all sorts, and he couldn't really ask him.
Does Beowulf wear a mask?
No, he's got like really long hair. Right. He's got like this big like jacket on. Like he looks like a wrestler. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the Undertaker kind of vibe.
Oh, no, he looks like Beowulf.
Okay.
If you can imagine it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you mean like Beowulf?
No, bear. Okay. Yeah, maybe a
like
bit.
Like half bear, half wolf.
No, yeah. Anyway, so it's, Beowulf walks out.
No, but they've decided to call him Beowulf as opposed to B-O.
No, it's B-E-A-R.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Beowulf, but I'm also asking whether it's Beowulf.
Why? But no. It's Beowulf.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so he goes up.
Man, fucking criticism from the cheap seats. Holy
just
shit.
I love it when Pearl comes
I'm
up.
I'm trying
there.
To fucking crack on with the.
Oh, hey, man. No,
with the Emmerdale review.
This should be a real good. Anyway, he tries to talk to him, couldn't do it. And that's it. He goes home, he goes, right, that's it. I don't want to talk to him no more. Because I don't care if he's my dad. And Marlon, like his best mate, said to Chaz, his missus, look, he really needs to know who his dad is. See what we do. I've got an idea. Let's get Beowulf to the pub. Like the wall pack, do a few signatures, and then I'll try to get hold of a hair. We can do a DNA test on him.
Sure, you could just go into the ring, surely.
Oh, yeah, anyway, they invite Beowulf to the pub. Paddy knows nothing about it. I actually got my stuff written down, I'm not looking at it now. Oh. I know it so well. So, anyway, Paddy walks into the pub, it's packed with people. They've all got Beowulf t shirts on, there's banners everywhere. He walks in, he goes, oh, what's going on? And Paddy goes, no, man. Like you need to talk to him. You need to talk to him. Anyway, Beowulf walks in. He thinks he's just doing a few signatures. So he's like, yeah, like that. And then Marlon says, let's have a fight. Let's like show us some of your moves. Thinking he's going to get hold of some of his hair. He goes, like, pulls some hair off of him. Wig comes off.
Oh, right. Oh.
Really quite funny. It was quite funny.
Quite
funny. So, like, Beowulf freaks out and goes, what's wrong with you people? Oh, I recognise you from the other week. You're like freaks. And he storms out. And then Paddy goes, right, I've had enough of this. And he goes running after him. And he goes, look, you knew my mother. You sent her a letter. You could be my father. And this Beowulf just freaks out and goes, no, I've got no kids. And he goes, I could be your son, but I don't care. Like, go away. And he drives off. Right, and as he drives off, Marlon goes, okay, I've got some of his leg hairs.
Leg hairs? How do you get the leg hairs?
Because they had a fight, right? So he's put them in a plastic bag, like CSI Emmerdale.
Wait, he's all in there ripping off the dude's leg hairs while I'm having a fight.
Why did someone rip off your leg hairs and you don't
I would notice someone getting a fucking leg hair over.
Well, I don't know. I might not recognise it, but I'm a bit like that. Anyway.
Chris, let me try.
Go on.
Well, we'll try that off there. Anyway, Paddy goes, well, I want nothing to do with him. He's a dick. I don't care about it. And he stomped off, and, like, his best mate goes, look, to Chaz, look, we need to sort this out. He needs to know. I've got these hairs here. We need to suss it out. So she's got some of his hairs off his like comb, put it in a bag, sent it off to the DNA place. So it's a story.
Oh, so it's hanging. We don't know what the answer is.
Well, yeah, I do because I'm a...
Oh, I know you do.
But I won't tell you what happened.
You know what I love? I mean, I don't know if this is a bit of a nerdy stretch, but I love the idea that it's a bit of a parallel to the Luke Skywalker Darth Vader dad reveal.
That's
spoiler
what I thought alert. When you said
that. But I love that idea where it's like, he's like, oh, you know, are you my father or not? And he could be like, you know...
Without giving too much away, Emmerdale actually goes on tour, and there's a few episodes from Belfast coming up.
Right, and that's where they do the Star Wars thing.
No, it all to do with Beowulf.
Yeah, Star Wars will sit in Belfast, right?
I don't know. Anything can happen.
That's what it was.
That's where Titanic was all right when it left there. That's all I'll say.
A little bit of history. It's a historic joke for you there, ladies and gents. Okay. I mean, I love the idea that, like, that they are so stressed out about getting this Beowulf dude. Is he your dad or not? He's basically not been there, has he?
He hasn't been here for him, but the thing is, Paddy said, look, you know, my dad was a bit of a knot. He could have been BFM knob of the week.
Right.
But he was my dad.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to
know. Being a professional wrestler is a bit of a knobbish thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you like it if you found out, like, maybe Hulk Hogan was your dad?
Fuck no.
Not Hogan.
Okay, bad example.
You could have picked any other.
Ultimate Warrior. Oh, John Cena. What about Ultimate Warrior?
John Cena, Kane, The Undertaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, any of those.
So anyway, there's lots of other
Brock
stuff
Lesnar.
Going on. Brock Lesnar. Nah. UFC story to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work on another radio station. And,
shall not be named.
And I used to talk about sports I didn't know about. And the first week they got me to talk about UFC.
Yeah.
And Brock Lesnar was on there, and he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome to see him lose. So what? I mean, the problem is, Rob, I'm going to say, what do you think is going to be coming up? But I know that you already know what's coming up.
I know, but I sort of the other day actually said to a mate of mine, Renee, who does Gang of Four. I said, I've just seen something which I wish I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Which is really bad, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, we can talk about it when it eventuates, I guess, in 6 weeks' time, or 6 months' time, or whenever it occurs. Well, there we are.
No, we're actually 5 months behind.
So will we find out who the progeny of Beowulf?
It's all good. What I love about Emmerdale, you've got these really heavy stories going on, but then you got the underlying funny shit.
I think that sounds like an extremely hairy story. We'll leave it on there. Hairy story.
But to be honest, when Marlon pulled his wig off, I actually laughed out loud, which I never do.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
If I'm on my own, if you're on your own, do you ever laugh out loud?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, I don't. I'm a miserable bastard, though.
All it takes is a de-wigging to get Rob.
Beowulf's actually a skinhead.
And that's our Emmerdale review.
Yeah, thanks.
Here we go. Emmerdale.